We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Heisman Trophy finalists were announced yesterday, Clint, and I want to see if you had any issues with any of the guys, the four that were there. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett, that slime ball who did that fake slide and was able to juke everybody and score a touchdown. I feel like that should have been a 15-yard penalty.
What?
That was
awesome.
No, that wasn't. That was BS. And he should have had his head taken off. I hope the next
That's
time.
That's gamesmanship.
And I hate to say that because I don't want to be safe.
No, you're right, Show.
That was bull. That was bull from Kenny Pickett.
In fact, the NCAA needs to come back, and they need, or the college football needs to come back, and they need to make a rule where that is starting your slide, because that rule is when you go feet first, wherever your slide starts is where they mark you down. You don't get the entire slide. When you squat your weight like that and make an obvious
move, gave yourself up, so everybody stopped.
He just tilted.
I mean, you could tell he's practiced. No, he didn't just tilt. If you missed it, Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh, in the ACC championship game against Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons, which, as I said to you earlier, I didn't know that there were actually Wake Forest football fans until I saw the game, and they were in uniforms or whatever. But they were out there. He runs, does a fake slide like he's about to go down. I mean, he sells it. He looks like he's going down. All the defensive players stop. And then he gets himself back up and then scores. And I'm just like, okay. That was Bush League for real from Kenny Pickett. He's had a really great year and deserves to be in the Heisman, to be a finalist. But that was BS from him. And then Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. Those are the four. Any problem with those fours as the finalists?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with any of those four being finalists. But I do have a problem with Will Anderson, the nation's leading sack master right now in college football, not being in there. If you watch, and I didn't watch a ton of Michigan football, I did watch what I would say is probably Aiden Hutchinson. Is Hutchinson?
Yeah,
it's probably his best game or one of his best games against Ohio State, and then obviously he played pretty impressive against Iowa as well. And he's a good player, don't get me wrong, but Will Anderson Jr., if we're talking about defensive players, we got to start with Will Anderson Jr. I mean, you watch how he plays the game and how he impacts the game from different levels of the defense, 15 and a half sacks. This dude's special. Now, we're splitting hairs because I think the kid out of Michigan is a really, really, really good player as well, and I think he deserves to be there. But Will Anderson should have been there. So in a year, like we've seen this year, or I don't know that Kenny Pickett and C.J. Stroud are shoe-ins where guys like, hey, they got to be there. No, they were on the fringe. To me, Will Anderson is a dude that when you watch him play, he got to be there.
He got to be there. I was surprised that, and I think it's fair, that Kenny Walker, after watching him against Michigan, I was surprised.
State running back?
Yeah, there's no way that I thought after that game that he wasn't going to make it, but they really kind of petered off as a team, and so did he, especially in their bigger games against Ohio State down the stretch. But I thought he would get there, but he isn't. But, no, I can go with that. I could go with that, taking Kenny Pickett or C.J. Stroud down and putting Anderson in there because we know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't a deal of – hey, man, dude, this is when they had Vince, when they had Vince Young and they had Reggie Bush up there and Matt Leinart. You're like, no, man, these guys may win. Now, we know, right, if anybody fixed their fingers to grab a pen and then write something other than Bryce Young as the Heisman Trophy winner, they shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore.
Look, I don't disagree with you. Now, I don't know when votes could go come in at any point in time. So, did votes go in before the college football championship game? Because the SEC championship game. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, before the SEC championship game,
who'd you have?
It was a toss up for me. I would probably have gone with Will Anderson Jr. at that point in time. One of the defensive players, I think Aiden Hutchinson would have been high on my list because of the way he played against Ohio State. I don't know. Show Bryce Young would have been in the conversation.
Yeah, the Auburn. I think most people turn him in after the regular season, and yeah. The Auburn game to me that was the moment he had.
That
at
was
the
a
end
moment.
Of the game that felt like
all
the
it
moment
was a moment.
Was that he separated? Yeah, himself.
That's fair. That's fair
because the Arkansas game down the stretch too. He was nasty. Absolutely insane and putting up crazy numbers then. And then obviously the Georgia game, he's like the best player in the country. The interesting thing with this, though, Clint, is all four of these guys, if you're a Texans fan, you look at it, man, they beat upgrades. Or, hell, I'd look at any of them, potentially, as being a part of this team moving down in the future. Kenny Pickett, he'll come out now. C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, the quarterbacks out of Michigan State and Ohio State, can't come out. And then Aiden Hutchinson is being talked about as potentially being the number one pick in this draft coming up. All of those players would be additions that would be improvements to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, look, I think Kenny Pickett coming out this year, I think there's a good chance that as the evaluations of these quarterbacks this year, which it's a weaker quarterback class, I think as the evaluations unfold over the offseason, I could very easily see Kenny Pickett being the number one or number two rated quarterback coming out. Now, I think the Malik Willis kid out of Liberty is going to end up being the number one. I think Matt Corral will be a guy that is going to be in that two range. And I think Kenny Pickett will probably be three. But it wouldn't surprise me if those three guys weren't in any order, if you will. Kenny Pickett, I mean, I've watched him play multiple times this year, and the dude's lights out. 42 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I mean, He's playing big time football, and he's got that vibe. That's that playoff schedule. Can drop the arm slot. Can do all those 2021 things that they ask quarterbacks to do. Not quite the athlete that I think, you know, that the college game probably couched him to be once he gets to the NFL. But I do think he is a legit top three quarterback coming out this year. Now where that falls, first round, early second round, you know, late first, early. I don't know. I don't know where it falls, but I think he's a good one. So as you talk about the Heisman, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, if you're a Houston Texans fan, the truth of the matter is, you hope that you can get one or more of these guys on your squad, and you're gonna have a legit chance at them whenever they do come out.
It is, and the most realistic one right now, and we'll see what the Lions do down the stretch and the Texans. The most realistic one is Aiden Hutchinson, and this is my Aiden Hutchinson take. Clint is, I mean, this is. I'd be nervous for him coming here because he would immediately, just by appearance, look, position, would be compared to J.J. Watt. I mean, it would immediately would be, especially if he's a number one or number two pick, that will be
big shoes to fill.
That would be thrown right at him because when I watch him, that's what I like. I'm not saying he is J.J., but I look at him, I'm like, God, that guy's motor never stops.
Yeah,
I've seen him play on the inside and the outside. He's got a certain level of intensity. He's got speed. He's bigger. Like, that's what he would look like. And that would immediately, I think, people in Houston would look at him and place that type of
expectation
potentially on him just because he looks. I mean, that's what he looks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. Partly it's because he's white.
Yeah, I think so. You left one strong characteristic off. It's because he's a white guy. But
saying, he's a white guy that's built and looks like
JJ.
But I think that's what people would.
That's fair. That's fair. I think it's spot on, man. I think Bryce Young wins this thing running away with it. I think it's a landslide. Even before, because I do think I was a little bit hard evaluating him through the season. The jury was still out for me, but once I saw last week, it's easy for me to sit here and tell you who should win it at this point in time.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.